Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I was going to say, man, you heard from Josh Naylor and Chris Antonetti, courtesy of Bally Sports, coming back there. And I know they've played some teams that are, let's just say, not the best teams in baseball. To me, like, your competition's going to waver. You can't control that. What you can control is how you play. And this team has that feel like they did 2 years ago, like they did for a good part of the 90s. They just never feel out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of starts with Josh Naylor.
Oh, I think it absolutely does. I mean, this guy feels like the kind of the heart and soul of this team. We all love his antics, and, you know, obviously in the playoffs when he was doing the rock the baby thing, that was pretty funny as well. Didn't end up helping us in the long run. But nonetheless, I do think this guy has been raking. He's exactly what the Guardians need. There's not a lot of what's the word I'm looking for when it comes to, like, there's not a lot of outgoing characters on this team. There's kind of a lot of
Laid back.
I'd
almost say
nerds.
I don't
want to call them average Joes, but they're because they're good, really good at baseball.
Yeah.
But they're just kind of nondescript dudes.
I will say, and this is not a knock, but like Stephen Kwan, Tristan McKenzie, they have their fair share of nerds. And like we've talked a lot about the Cavs. Are the Cavs too nice? There are times where I think the Guardians have a lot of nice guys. That doesn't mean they're not great competitors, but it does mean, like, you know, I always thought Mike Napoli, for a guy who was a six hitter for most of his career, or seven hitter for most of his career, Mike Napoli was the right guy to light the fuse for that Indians team in 2016, because I think he had what they were missing. And a lot of it was, he was obviously, him and Napoli and Naylor aren't one for one. They're not, you know, one hits from the left side, one hits for the right side. One, I think they're both good power hitters. I actually think Josh has maybe more power than even Knapp had, mm-hmm. like, consistently. Naylor is a true – actually, Naylor's out athletic enough. I think Naylor could play in the outfield. It's just the injuries why he doesn't. So, like, I really like – so I look at them as the same guy. Like, I think Napoli was the piece – I think some of the guys in that locker room were scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think other guys bonded with that kind of macho, hard-headed, fiery leadership. And I kind of think that's what Naylor provides for this team. Like, I think he's just a dude that if you don't play hard, you're going to hear about it. And you see how much it matters to him. And I think for a team that is incredibly analytical, I'm saying the players. Like, Kwan's incredibly analytical. You've got a lot of really, really smart players. And sometimes the offset can be you don't have guys who play with passion. They do play with passion, but again, they're reserved. I think Napoli brings out that passion, and I think Naylor brings out that passion, and that's why he reminds me of Mike Napoli.
I think the Napoli comparison's a good one. What I say to you before the show is kind of like our modern version of Albert Bell.
Yeah.
Not quite like that, but, I mean, he's feisty.
Yeah, definitely not chasing down kids in his SUV yet.
Correct.
Yeah, there's still that ceiling.
Oh,
if he wants to.
We don't need a yet here.
Yeah, I'm also afraid of saying anything like that on air because Albert probably still could whoop my ass, but that's okay. You know, it's funny. Like, I think we could be on the precipice of something that really, really matters to this team. I think the fact that they're winning to the clip that they are, the fact that they are, I want to say, top five in runs scored. They are, I think, 15th or 16th in home runs. So they're top half of the league in home runs, or right there, kind of league average. and they're doing this without Hosey being your best player. Kwan has been ridiculous this year. Kwan has been, I would say, even better than his rookie year for how instrumental he's been early. Jimenez is back, and I think it all comes together around Naylor. Like, if you told me Hosey was going to have, I think, like a 635 or 650 OPS through 22 games and you'd have 16 wins, before the season, I don't know I could have believed that, Dustin. For them to have this success, like, Naylor is crushing it, and the power's there this year. I think he's on pace for 33 or 34 home runs. Mm-hmm. That'd be a career high from him. That's the kind of thing. Wait till Hosey heats up. And Hosey usually around May, and then we get into June, he really takes off. He is a warm-weather player. June, July, August is a little bit of a step back for some reason. And then September, like, he's a 900 OPS, 1,000 OPS type player once the weather heats up. Like, that only gives me more hope that not only can Naylor continue what he's doing right now, but that maybe he still has another gear to get to as Jose. And God, I mean, if they ever can protect Naylor, like,
look
you
out.
Know, Naylor's protecting Jose now. If you can get a guy to protect Naylor, that's when all of a sudden you have a chance of being more than just a great contact offense, doing the right things, doing the little things, you know,
right?
Sacrifice flying a million runs home, that kind of thing. But that it all starts with me to Naylor.
How good can this team be?
I mean, I think they can win the Central, and I think they can be a pest in the playoffs. To me, you know, I've always said this. The offense the last couple of years has determined what you look like in 162 games. The postseason to me is what does your rotation look like? So Gavin apparently had a meeting with the team about his arm. He just threw a simulated game. If all goes well and he starts a rehab thing, he's back by, I would assume, mid-May. So if he's back and you've got Bybee and Allen are kind of treading water right now. They're not great, but they're at least giving you innings. Cookie has given you some innings. If you get four solid starters in your rotation, you're just piecemealing the fifth spot, you're going to be able to really do some things because the bullpen's been great. But I think that's why, like, we're going to get into the Josh Naylor thing. Should the Guardians, you know, put him in an extension and all that? I think if that's the only conversation we're going to have about him and the Guardians, we will have missed the ever-loving point. He is really special for what they're doing right now. And I might even think, like, again, Hosey is the heart and soul of the ball club because he's the guy here under the long-term contract. In the end, when you have a player like that, he is going to help decide more than anyone which way this team goes. But right now, I think Josh Naylor is the key to the Guardians lineup, and I think that puts you in a really great position. Like, that's the kind of thing that takes you, I think, from being, oh, Jose can be your best player from June on, and Naylor's going to get you till then and keep playing afterwards. If Naylor can stay healthy, there's no reason to believe this team can't do more than just, quote-unquote, compete in a bad Central, which is all anybody wants to talk about at any point.
Well, and the big thing for the Guardians, you know, over the last couple of years has been they need some help around Ramirez.
Yeah.
And because Ramirez is awesome. We know that, but he can't carry the whole team.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we see it with Mike Trout in L.A. Is Josh Naylor the key to the Guardians lineup? We are going to get into that whole conversation about extend him or not to extend. Matt, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing very
good,
well,
man.
Buddy. Welcome to the show.
All right. So, Nick, first off, you know, I know you and I have gotten in some knockdowns, rag-out arguments with this team, and I'm here to eat a little bit of crow. I'm going to be honest. Like, it's going to sound really bad, but, like, I think we're going to look back on some of the stuff with the injuries with the pitching staff as kind of a blessing in disguise because it's forcing the team to finally reevaluate its philosophy. It used to be pitching, and now they're in a position where you can't just rely on the pitching. You have to put balls in play. You have to put balls over the fence. I still go back to that, I think, what cost us the Yankees series 2 years ago where, you know, we'd slap together eight or nine hits and, you know, get a run or two, and then York would come up and get one big swing and it'd be, you know, 4-3 or 4-2 or whatever. And I think, and I don't know if this is a Francona philosophy and I feel bad criticizing him, but I'm going to eat a lot of crow right now because, like, the offensive philosophy seems way different now. I still think outfield we could maybe have some upgrades here and there, but Arias has been a big surprise for me. Kwan, I don't think still doesn't get enough credit. And again, like you said, they're doing all this without Jose even being really good at all right now. And if he gets going, that's going to be.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Matt, we appreciate you. I would suggest a little bit of hot sauce on that crow. I will say, in the moments I've had to eat crow, hot sauce does take a little bit of the gaminess out of the flavor there, buddy. Appreciate it, though. Good stuff, buddy. Matt, giving us a call there. I actually think I just put Matt on hold. Sorry about that, Matt. If you want to stay on hold, it's your world, buddy. The Arias thing is for real, though. I'm telling you, another 3 weeks and Arias might be your starting shortstop. No, I mean, Rocchio was really nice the first couple games. Arias is hitting with power. And, one of the reasons why you might not want to bring up Manzardo right now is if you take away first base, he's getting reps there. He's getting reps at second, reps all around the infield, and even in center field. So I don't know you want to take Arias' bat out of lineup right now. He's been fantastic. I think what makes Naylor so cool, though, to get back to him is I think that he plays with emotion. And I heard Ken talk about him this morning, and Ken said is the first player he's liked, truly liked without knowing him, meaning without meeting him, since Albert Bell. I just think, that's the kind of player, right? He plays the right way. He's charismatic. He's very energetic. That for a town that needs something to get excited about the Guardians, I mean, Naylor's kind of the guy that I think – it's the same reason why people gravitated towards Hosey and didn't gravitate towards Frankie as much.
Yeah.
You know, one guy felt – Josh Naylor feels like a Clevelander to me. What I mean is it just feels like
– blue-collar, badass dude. And just – doesn't give a rip about what people say about him.
We make fun of it, dude, but there is a gets-us factor with Naylor that I think –
starts with Naylor.
So I understand we're getting into the extension conversation. We will. But I just think it needs to be said. I think he's the key of the lineup right now, and I think he's the key to breaking through over the next 30 games in this town, because I think I think we've seen it, going to the Yankee series, people react to him because he is an emotional guy and he gives you something more than the average baseball player gives you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.